As we continue our Shrine Game coverage here, Alex Smith alongside Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. Tony, yesterday you gave us five guys that caught your eye on day one. Now let's talk about five guys who have the most to gain heading into this All-Star game. And we'll start things off with Victor Oshie, the pass rusher from Stony Brook.
Yeah, he's looked terrific all week. And, I mean, he's playing against the strongest offensive lineman on the East. He's created a lot of havoc. Now it's game time. The offensive linemen on the West are not as strong as the ones he's faced Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. He's got to make plays. He's got to transfer his dominance in the practices to the game field on Saturday. So he's got a lot to gain. I would expect a lot of tackles, a few tackles for loss, a lot of pressures, hopefully a couple of sacks for Oshie.
Next up, we look at a couple of tight ends, and we'll start things off with a guy from Penn State, yeah. So some Philly fans may know him. That's Kyle Carter, who's been impressive here to start.
A lot, yeah, in all areas. He's caught the ball well on Monday. He was a terrific blocker on Tuesday. The book on Kyle Carter is early in his Penn State career as a sophomore, he looked like a dominating prospect. He looked like a guy who was going to be a top three-round guy. His career kind of fell off. He's got to right the ship right now. He's got to prove that he's more than a practice player. And, I mean, he's got to block well on Saturday. He's got to also make some catches if the ball is thrown in his direction. He's got to prove that he's not just a Monday to Friday guy. He can also play once the ball's kicked off.
Another tight end that we just saw here with the West, that was David Morgan II.
Yeah, not as dramatic, not as explosive as Carter, but well-rounded in all areas. He's caught the ball well, did a good job blocking. I mean, University of Texas San Antonio, small school program, really has got a big stage to perform on. I like what I see. Again, he's got to transfer it into game day production.
Looking at the wide receivers that we saw here today, one of the more impressive guys was Hunter Sharp. We saw him catching passes left and right, also did some special teams work. He's been an interesting guy.
Yeah, a guy who came into the season highly rated by NFL scouts, had a terrible senior year. He seems to have righted the ship here. He's made some catches in the short field, on the comeback patterns, as well as down the field. He's shown some good vertical speed. Again, you know, one of these All-Star games, if you can prove your worth on special teams with a good punt return or a good kick return, that will really help your draft stock. So he's got to do it not only as a receiver, but as a return specialist.
And finally, we turn our attention up north, Ebuka Onyemata. What have you seen from that guy? A bit of a mouthful, but a good player on the field.
I'm glad you said it, not me. I mean, this guy looks the part, and he plays to it occasionally. I mean, he's the most impressive-looking defensive lineman here. He's shown the ability to dominate. He basically has peaks and valleys, so I want to see if he's able to put it together and play steady, consistent, productive football, make some plays. Doesn't always have to have the sack, but basically stymie his guy at the line of scrimmage so the linebackers can fill and make plays against the run.
There you have it, the five players with the most approved in Saturday's East-West Shrine Game. Our thanks to Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net. For continuing coverage of the Shrine Game, keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.